Rashi once said that he remembered when his father was died. It was a very tough tkufa for him, and he had a lot of emotional upheaval from it, and it was hard. But he said with the passing of time, it's calmed down, and he's come to grips with it, and you know, the tkufa of his patira is no longer affects him. But when he thinks back of what Yontif was like around his father's table, it jars him emotionally each time anew. And he said, the person is built to forget tsaris and aches, but yearning and beauty are things that don't have an end. Yehuda Levi expressed, in other words, we talked about the Churbanis, the Karbanis, the destruction, everything about it. Now we need to talk a little bit about what was there. What is it that we're yearning for? One of the problems of secular Zionism was it took something that was very, very, it took something that was very precious to us, identified with it, but gave it a very different meaning. For instance, let's say I'm sitting somewhere with somebody else, and somebody says, I want to say that my father was a great person, a very, very special person. Very hard to disagree with that. And this person goes on. He used to play a mean game of golf. He used to, I don't know, push it, the numbers, the right numbers to put in, how many holes and how many bulls, whatever it is. But whatever it is, it did it very well. And if Hever wanted a drink, he was the first one to buy a six-pack. And so on and so forth. So, what am I supposed to do? The words, his father was a great man, I agree with. And he's right. But he's talking about not my father. Or he doesn't. He used to wear a brown suit or whatever it was. Yes, it's talking about my father, but that was not something that I think identified him. I was sitting once in Yerushalayim. They have a museum in Yigdal, in Bashar Yafo. It's a very, very nice museum, a lot of very nice things. At the end of it, it's a long time ago, this is going back like 50, 20 years ago, they had a kind of show about Yerushalayim, like a little film or something. And the question that kept being asked all the time was, why is it that all the countries wanted Yerushalayim? Everybody's always fighting, get Yerushalayim, what makes Yerushalayim so special? On and on and on. The answer was that Yerushalayim is magnificently beautiful because it's built with stone and of a special color. The stone has sort of a goldish tinge to it, and that's why it's like a Yerushalayim Shel Zahav, and so on and so forth. So you sit and you say, do we agree that Eretz Yisrael is good? Yes. Do we agree that Eretz Yisrael is the heart of the Jewish nation? Yes. Do we agree that Yerushalayim is the heart of the heart? Yes. But what is Yerushalayim? Is it stones with a gold tinge? What is it exactly? Yehuda Levi brings it out in his everything about everything he wrote was magnificent. And he says, first of all, he says, Tzion, interest yourself in all the people that are waiting for you, yearning for you, and so on and so forth. And he says, Libi lebeis kelim, my heart is to the beis Hashem. M'oid yema, that's where it yearns to. Ulamachanayim, and all the machnas of Tara, yet Yisrael, Leviya, Kehuna, v'chol nige toirayach. And anything that touches on your tahara, shom ashchina shchuna loch, that's where shchina waits for you. V'yoytzreich pasach lemul shari shachak shorayach, and Kadosh Baruch Hu open up your doors, facing the doors of Shemayim. Uchvoid Hashem levaro himoyrach, it's like you have a window right in the sun, and all you need is kvoid Hashem. Efcha lenafshi lishtapech, I choose to pour out my heart. V'mekoyim asher ruach al kevshfuch al chirayach. In a place where Kadosh Baruch Hu poured out his quote unquote ruach on the people that he chose, on the Nevi'im. who would allow me, if only I could wander, that the Shechina was nizgala to the Nevi'im and to the Shluchim v'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, Chayei Neshames Avir Artzeh. The Avir of Eretz Yisrael is the oxygen of Neshames. And so on. But Al Kaponim, when we say the Kines or the Yudah Levi, we plant the yearning for Eretz Yisrael to us the way it should be. We yearn for a place where Shechina is direct, where people could take on Ruach Elokim Hoisaboy, a divine spirit sized up a person, where Avin Neshamis Avirayim, where a person thrives, where a person's neshama thrives. That's what Eretz Yisrael is. Yes, it needs to have gas, it needs to have streets, it needs to have sidewalks, it needs to have trees, it needs to have these things. But what is Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael is the place where these things could happen. Nevuah could happen only there, Kehuna is exercised basically only there, and Shechina is found there, and so on.